Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas Avi Moria Rafilo B'Meir Yechel Mechel Areini Paras Mishkavo and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zichrono Levracha. We are in Sefer Zechariah and we are in the fifth parak. It's a wild parak. It's a wild Sefer because Zechariah keeps having these interesting nevuos that even Rashi told us at the beginning are going to be difficult for us to understand, but he'll do his best to explaining to us. So today we'll begin with our discussion of some of these exciting nevuos. We'll start with the one of the Megillah Afa. Megillah Afa. I looked up and I saw the flying scroll. Rashi says maybe it was folded from Afei. So the Malach says to me, what do you see? He says, Zechariah said, I see a flying Megillah. It's 20 amos long and 10 amos wide. It's the one that was used for the same Megillah was seen by Yechezkel to see the Klalos and the Kinos. And Zechariah saw it, according to the Radak, Zechariah saw the thing flowing out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim in the Bayis Rishon, where the Kodesh HaKadoshim measured 20 by 10. So he saw, says the Metzudas David, that the next one was also going to be a destroyed Beis HaMikdash. Vayomer Elai Zosa Allah Yotzei Salpenei Kol Aretz Kiko Agoni Mizeh Kamo Anika Bekol Anishba Mizeh Kamo Anika. So he says that's what it says. The curse goes on over the entire face of the earth. Whoever steals gets punished in line on one side, and whoever swears falsely will be punished in line with what appears on the other side. What is he talking about? So he says, wherever the Jews lived, in Yerushalayim, in Babel, in Persia, in Eretz Yisrael, when a person did an Avera, his name got added to the scroll. And now it came time for those whose names are on there to be punished, says Metzudas David. And there was writing on both sides of the scroll. And Hashem says, look, take a look, you know, I brought out the scroll, right? I took it out from the treasury of punishment, right? And the curses will come to the house of the Ganav, and the house of the one who swears falsely in my name. It'll stay lodged in his house, and it'll consume him. It'll burn the place down, right? And that refers to those who trick other people. And the punishment that falls over somebody who swears falsely, that even objects that are resistant to fire get destroyed. So the angel who spoke with me then took me outside, and he says, raise your eyes and see. Take a look and see what's appearing. And the Malach says, take a look at another scroll that was about to come out of the Kodesh Kadashim. I said, what is that? He says, this is the measure that seems to be coming out, which again refers to a divine judgment. Radak says that this pasuk is going to explain why people from Yehuda were redeemed, but the Aseres HaShvatim were not. What's the understanding? This is the Eifa, seems to indicate that the punishment of the Aseres HaShvatim was Mida Keneged Mida. They violated the Torah's rules for so many more years, so their goal is going to last longer. All right, Vayomer Zos Einam B'chol Aretz. He says, this is the eye of all of the earth. Hashem will show the secret Averos of the Rishayim for everyone to see in that situation. And so, V'hinei Kikar Oferes Nises Zos Aish Achas Yoshefes B'soch Eifa. And so he says, I saw a kikar, a amount of money being lifted, and this woman was sitting inside of the measure. Vayomer zos harisha, vayashlech osal toch haifa, vayashlech es ha'eben ha'ofer es ha'pia. So what happened? So we said, this is the evil. And he pushed her down into the situation and threw the lead weight on its opening. In other words, the woman represented in this vision represented the evil deeds of the Rishayim. Her being trapped inside the Eifa repeats the message that the Rishayim will be punished in line with their sins. And that's the situation here, says Rashi. Then I look up and I see that there are two women coming with the wind in their wings. They had wings like the wing of the stork, and they suspended the eifa between heaven and earth. And so I said, "Omer al-malach adover bi anahim amolichos esayifa." So I said to the malach, I said, "Where are these women going with this eifa?" So he says, "What do you mean? Where are they going? They are going by Omer Livnos Labais Beret Shinar Behuchan Beinicha Sham Al Mechunasa." He said, "They're building a house for the eifa in the land of Shinar. She'll be fixed and settled there when she's established." What does that mean? So the Radak says that the two women symbolize Yehuda and Binyamin who get set to Babel, and the wind in their wings is the swiftness to which they were driven there. And that despite the nature of the exile, they'd be far better than that of the Aseres HaShvatim. The woman imprisoned inside is a metaphor for the Aseres HaShvatim, which is eternal imprisonment. And the measure being suspended between heaven and earth is a metaphor for Yehuda and Binyamin in exile that evokes only a temporary state. And even though in Zechariah's time, the people in Babel had already gotten permission to come back and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, says the Radak, that their nevuah is still relevant to those who stayed behind. They were supposed to come back to Yerushalayim. And here, the fact that the Eifa is being measured in the air, that seems to suggest that there's going to be a fairness of punishment. That the two women were lifting it suggests that Am Yisrael, who remained in Babel, brought punishment on themselves through their own wrongdoings. And we'll see that this is exactly the measure that he's trying to bring out over here, that Zechariah is bringing out over here. And we're going to see where he goes with this. We still have more of his nevuos, his interesting nevuos, giving messages. And we have a responsibility to learn those messages, which we'll continue to do day in and day out, until we finally get the hint. And we go back. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.